Meditation. This is the longer version of meditation. And even in that, it's quite simple. And as time progresses, we may find other ways to meditate or more complex or some form of meditational type that suits us better. This is just simple instructions and the rest is up to you. Let's get started. The process of meditation is as simple as breathing. The hard part is the perseverance. The perseverance to repeat this exercise daily. This journey will bring peace and awareness to you, and maybe someday you will feel like you woke up from the dream of living asleep. Try meditation for 20-30 minutes every morning. I find early morning has fewer interruptions. Try this for 3 months and see what happens. You will be pleasantly surprised. Meditation is my medication. Preparation. I find it is good to do some stretching and or exercise before starting, just to bring flexibility to the body. This also helps to elevate my heartbeat slightly and deepen my breathing. My heartbeat will naturally decrease while sitting, and this helps me to relax. I sit with a straight back and my chin slightly raised. This opens the airways for breathing. A common house chair is perfect for this position. I start with a bell, 3 deep breaths and bring in all the goodness of the world, and I breathe out, letting go of all that is unwholesome, stressful and worrisome. In simple terms, everyday living. When I have access to a bell, I breathe in with the strike and breathe out slowly with the fading sound 3 times. Then I start my meditation. There are 3 basic steps to meditation. A, the foundation breathing. Always return to the breathing. B, thoughts arising. There are lots. C, emotional attachment to the thought. Cry me a river. Apologies, after 2,500 years and longer, meditation remains surprisingly simple. Sadly, jazzing up meditation for the sake of mystic and excitement has created unhealthy expectations about meditation. Foundation breathing. Always return to the breathing, no matter how scattered the thinking. Always return to the breathing. Focus on the breath coming in as it touches your nose and travels down into the deepness of your body. Breathing low into the body as if you are filling your stomach with air. 2. Breathe out, observing the breath passing your lips. Let everything go with the breath. Stress, worry, bad day, etc. Let it go, let it go. 3. Pause for just a second. Then surprisingly decide to live again for 1 more breath. I will come back to the pause later. You are breathing in and out, pausing and breathing in again. So what's new? You've done this all your life. Returning to breath, observing the breath, is a very important discipline. It helps to break the flow of thoughts. It is our first experience of awareness. Maintaining a regular breathing pattern that is deep for most of us is quite new. B. Thoughts arising. The heavy lifting. So you're sitting still and breathing, and you start thinking, is this meditation? How do I know I am meditating? I must be failing. All these thoughts, it's not working. My life is a mess. Did I pack the kids' lunch? I must feed the dog. Why is the cat fat? Hang in there. This rush of thought is perfectly normal. And guess what? it is strong proof that you have commenced meditation. The rush of thought is happening because you are becoming aware of your mind and all its thoughts. Nothing has changed about your mind at this point. Your awareness is kicking in. Mistakenly, we try to stop thoughts. Those damn thoughts. How easy it would be to meditate without thoughts. Yes, a good lobotomy can do wonders, and if you cannot afford a lobotomy, develop a mantra, a repeated saying to block or avoid thoughts. Welcome to meditation. This is the first proof of meditation, the heightened awareness of thought. So welcome. And thoughts will flow like a river. I have rebuilt cars, made stairwells, aisled a deck, all in this state of mind and still do. Thoughts are gifts, pictures of mind. Be courageous, greet them as friends. Part C. Emotional attachment to thought, realization and letting go. So you are sitting and a thought is right there in front of you and you see it. Observe the emotion that arises and attaches to this thought. Is it fear? Is it love? Is it anger? Just observe. This may feel alarming, and you may have an impulse to deny, resist, distract. Don't worry, it will pass. Nothing is constant. Sadly, these impulses keep us unaware and asleep. It takes courage to observe the emotion that attaches to the thought. Always return to the awareness of breathing. This is the letting go. This is the detachment. Letting go of thought by going back to the breathing is the discipline of meditation. Observe the emotion and patterns of emotions during meditation. Wow, I'm seeing a lot of fear this morning. I wonder why that is. All these thoughts are arising fear in me. Or, all these thoughts bring emotions of love to me. It is common to see a thought that brings one emotion and then another thought and another, all bringing the same type of emotion. Which is it, you ask? The egg or the chicken? Is it a thought that leads to the emotion or the emotion that leads to the thought? Good question. Just observe. The human brain is an amazing tool. Once we see these patterns of thoughts and realize the emotion, we tend to solve a lot in time. Just remember the thought and emotion will pass. There is nothing to worry about. Leave that for now. Just observe. Think of this like an onion. You are peeling away the layers. This could take many months, years even. It is not something that should be rushed. So let the cycle continue. Always return to breathing. Observe the breathing. You have just completed a meditation cycle. Breath, thought, emotion. Return to breath. Excellent. Only a few more thousand to go and let's talk. Tell me in 3 months what meditation is for you. Tell me in a year. The pause after breath. That pause after breathing might be worth remembering about now. There is much to be said about the pause. It is a universe in time. It's our moment between deciding life or death. It's a moment to be grateful for, the choice to appreciate living for one more breath. And for you and I, it's a point in time that we can reside in. A point in time that becomes ours. Something extremely special between living and dying. A choice we make with every breath. And that pause is a moment to cherish, to observe, to be in. That's a more detailed description of meditation. And as you progress with meditation, as I've said, you will find new ways and new techniques. But no matter what you find or no matter how it works, the discipline of coming back to the breathing, the whole concept of just giving yourself time, living in the now, is meditation. Thank you.